So, Steve-O, should people uneducated in politics be allowed to vote? Doesn't that ruin everything? That's today's question.
I think how I'm going to answer that depends a lot on what you mean by uneducated and also what you mean by ruin.
I guess it would. So allow me to define those words as best I can. What I mean by uneducated in this context is people that have not spent any time reading about the candidates, reading about party platforms, people that don't, don't keep up with current events or read the news or Google the news. So people that aren't sure what's happening in the political world. And by ruin everything, I guess I mean keep things from being good, by keep our country from being greater than it is.
Okay. Well, I think part of answering that then revolves around the fact that democracy involves governments being made legitimate by the people. And beyond that vague definition of the people, we don't really have any sort of limitations in our democracy on who that is, other than age voting, age restrictions.
Sure, yeah.
And so placing limits on who is able to vote can run us into some really tricky sort of situations. Because, you know, you can look back, you know, to a time when politics was just the domain of men and women were considered unfit for participation by their very nature.
Yeah, and we don't have to look too far back for that.
Yeah, and in the United States, literacy or knowledge tests were actually used deliberately to keep former slaves and other Black Americans from voting.
Yeah.
And these tests were actually constructed in such a way that an answer could be right or wrong depending on the whims of the test giver. So if we say, okay, of course, we're going to be better than that, we wouldn't do that. We'd have a quote-unquote fair test of someone's political knowledge. The question becomes, what would that look like?
Of course,
would it be a test of Canadian history? Maybe understanding how our institutions and how they work? Or, you know, maybe it would just be knowing the platforms of the candidates. But all of those questions are difficult to come up with firm, definite answers. Mm-hmm. And answers that are sufficient for, say, if I happen to know everything about the Green Party platform, does that mean if I don't know anything about the NDP or the Liberals, I'm not fit to vote? You know, these sorts of questions would come up. And they're kind of solvable problems, but the fact that they don't have right answers makes it difficult.
Yeah, no, you're totally right. And also, like, whether you're educated or not in all of the party platforms does not dictate why or how you should vote, because you could still just vote for the person you think has the coolest name if you wanted to.
Exactly. I mean, if you think about it, we could do one model in that we could follow something like the citizenship test, although it's funny to for that, because that's not something that every Canadian has to pass. It's just people who are coming to Canada.
I never took one, yeah.
Yeah. And in fact, those sorts of questions, a lot of people who you might consider educated or who would consider themselves educated would not necessarily be able to answer them.
Sure.
So questions like, what are the four fundamental freedoms in Canada?
I don't think many people could answer those four fundamental freedoms at all.
Yeah, yeah.
That'll be our next question, period.
Yeah. Who is the first leader of a responsible government in Canada? Like, these are questions that, yes, you could study and have answers to, but they're not necessarily general political knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think there's an argument to be made that these sorts of questions and their answers have really nothing to do with elections and who you vote for. But what kind of questions could you create that everyone would agree are okay questions and would be sufficient to test someone on?
Yeah, true. I have no idea.
And I mean, I think when it comes down to it, you know, the fact that people want to vote shows that they have an interest in politics. It doesn't necessarily say that they're educated on politics, but that's not a requirement in our democracy. It doesn't. How you vote and why you vote aren't baked into our particular conception of democracy.
Yeah.
And I think that if you want to place limits on it, then you have to very carefully think about why you're wanting those limits to be there. And to make Canada great, while is a good idea, there's nothing to support necessarily that if we had more educated people vote, Canada would suddenly become great.
Yeah, so really the answer is almost the exact opposite of the question, in the fact that as soon as we start, as soon as people are not allowed to vote, then that is what ruins everything.
Exactly.